In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today to proclaim the Word of God. Yesterday I said we need prophets. We need prophetic people to challenge us. Oh, yes. Elijah challenged Ahab, the king, and Jezebel, who they brought in the false gods into the home of Ahab and Jezebel. Elijah challenged them, and we need people to challenge us, we who are in the church. We need people to tell us to repent and to turn away from our sins. Oh yes, we need people. And God has raised up prophets in every generation, but they do not listen to prophets because we have our own schedule down. Oh yes, we need prophets to speak to us, and we need to do what the prophets tell us to do. I'm looking at 1 Kings 18, verse 17. When Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Is it you, you troubler of Israel?" Elijah answered, "I have not troubled Israel, but you have by your father's house, because you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord and followed the Baals. Now therefore, have all Israel assemble for me at Mount Carmel with the 400 prophets of Baal, 450 prophets of Baal, and 400 prophets of Asherah who sat and ate at Jezebel's table." I tell you, these are the false gods. They were gods to make agriculture be blessed. There was Asherah, the woman, and Baal, the man. And they were supposedly the gods of the Canaanites, and they were taken into the house of Ahab by Jezebel. They have forsaken the Lord. Let us not forsake the Lord today. Let us not rely upon things that are not of God. Let us rely upon Jesus Christ. Oh yes, people say, "I go to Christian yoga." I tell you, yoga has a philosophy behind it, and it's no such thing as Christian yoga. No such thing. So Ahab sent to all the Israelites and assembled the prophets at Mount Carmel. Elijah then came near all the people and said, "How long will you go on limping with two different opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal or Baal is God, then follow him." So Elijah is telling the people, whoever has the power to do what I'm calling him to do is the Lord, and you must forsake the other one. If God is God, then follow him. If the Lord is Lord. If the Lord is not God, then don't follow him. If Baal is God, follow him. He's no God. He's no God. He's no God. The people did not answer him a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I only am left a prophet of the Lord, but the Baal's prophets number 450. Then he tells them what to do. "Let two bulls be given to us. Let them choose one bull for themselves, cut it into pieces, and lay it on the wood, but put no fire to it. I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood, but put no fire to it. When you call on the name of your God, I will call on the name of the Lord God, who answers by fire. In other words, the sacrifice is going to be burnt by fire. And who's going to do it? Not the Baals, but the God of Israel, the God of Isaac, Jacob, Jacob, Isaac, and Israel. Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, I mean. Oh, yes. The God who answers by fire is indeed God. And all the people answered, "Well spoken." Then Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, "Choose for yourself one bull and prepare it first, for you are many. Then call on the name of your God, but put no fire to it." So they took the bull that was given them, they prepared it, and called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, crying, "O Baal, answer us." But there was no voice. I tell you, there's no voice because there's no God. One person said to me, they go to the acupuncture person, and the acupuncturist said, "I knew what was going to be happening. I heard." You know, we don't want to hear from pagans. We don't want to hear from pagans that this was going to happen or that was going to happen. I want to hear from God. And I want to hear from God clearly. They limped about the altar. These are the prophets of Baal, 450, that they had made. At noon, Elijah mocked them. Elijah mocked them, saying, "Cry aloud. Surely he is a god. Either he is meditating, or he has gone wandering away, or he is on a journey. Perhaps he is asleep." And you know what? The real translation of one of these is, "Perhaps he's gone to the bathroom and must be awakened." Then they cried aloud, and as was their custom, they cut themselves with swords and lances until the blood gushed out over them. As midday passed, they raved on until the time of the offering of the oblation. In other words, they cut themselves. They said, "Baal, destroy the sacrifice by fire." But there was no answer because there's no such thing as the God who is Baal. They're demons. Oh, yes. They're demons. And no one talks about demons. But I tell you, there are demons that are in the places. I heard of for people to say, "Well, I'm a god." Well, you're God being deceived by a demon. By a demon. There's no such thing as you being a god. You are only a creature. You are only a creature. I'm a creature. Sin saved by the blood of Jesus, by the precious blood of the Lamb. At midday passed, they raved on until the time of the offering of the oblation, but there was no voice, no answer, no response. Amen. Then Elijah said to all the people, "Come closer to me." And all the people came closer to Elijah. First he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been thrown down. Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, "Israel shall be your name." So he sets up 12 stones for the 12 tribes of Israel. With the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. Then he made a trench around the altar, large enough to contain 2 measures of seed. Next, he put the wood in order, cut the bull in pieces, and laid it on the boil on the wood. He said, "And fill 4 jars with water and pour it on the burnt offering, on the bull, and on the wood." Then he said, "Do it a second time." And they did it a second time. Again, he said, "Do it a third time," pouring water over the bull and over the wood. And they did it a third time, so that the water ran all around the altar and filled the trench with water. I tell you, Elijah was given the permission to do this. He didn't say all of a sudden, I'm going to pour water out on this beast that's dead. Oh no, God said, this is what you can do. And Elijah did what God told him to do. St. John says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Do you hear the voice of the Lord? He tells us things when we're awake and when we sleep. At the time of the offering of the oblation, the prophet Elijah came near and said, O Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or Israel, let it be known this day that you are the God in Israel, and you are the God that stems from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Then I am your servant, and I have done all these things at your bidding. In other words, you told me that I could do this. You told me that I could do this, so I did it. I didn't do this on my own. Prophets do not work on their own. They go and tell what God has told them to do. And I'm telling you, God is telling us to repent. To repent because we are killing children from the womb that are fully formed. We are killing children that are microscopic. We are killing children. I tell you, we need to repent. 60 million children have been killed through abortion. 60 million. And people don't even pray for this, that God would put an end to this Holocaust. And it is a Holocaust. And God is going to judge us. He's going to judge us for doing this. We see in Virginia, they said that you can kill children up until the last minute. And now three of their people who are supposed to be governor, lieutenant governor, and something else, they're all under scrutiny. It's God's power that they be rejected. Why? For saying you can kill children up until the last moment. God's power got them rejected. People say, no, he had black skin, shoe polish on his face. No, it's God who's bringing them to judgment. Answer me, O Lord, answer me, so that this people may know, not think, but know, that you are, O Lord, our God, and that you have turned their hearts back. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering, the wood, the stones, the dust, and even licked up the water that was in the trench. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord indeed is God. The Lord indeed is God. Elijah said to them, seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let any one of them escape. Then they seized them, and Elijah brought them to the Wadi of Kishon and killed the 450 there. I tell you, if God is God, follow him. I tell you, God is God, and he has sent his only Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to follow him. He is the Good Shepherd. He leads us to everlasting life, and he gives us everlasting life through his body and blood and through our faith. I tell you, it's time to follow the Lord, not follow your sinful ways. Your sinful ways will lead you to hell. Follow the Lord. Give him your life. How do I do that? Lord, I have nothing to give you but my life. Take my life, I pray, in the name of Jesus, and save me. Oh, yes. Elijah said to Ahab, go up and eat and drink, for there is a sound of rushing rain. So Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel. There he bowed himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. He said to his servant, go up now and look toward the sea. He went up and looked and said, there is nothing. Then he said, go again seven times. At the seventh time, he said, look, a little cloud, no bigger than a person's hand, is rising out of the sea. Then he said, go and say to Ahab, harness your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. In a little while, the heavens grew black, and clouds and wind. There was a heavy rain. Ahab rode off and went to Jezreel. But the hand of the Lord was upon Elijah. He girded up his loins and ran in front of Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. Oh, yes, Elijah said, it ain't going to rain no more until I say so. And this was the time that he said so, it was going to rain. It started small, started with a little cloud that looked like a hand. But Elijah knew it was time for the rain, because he was proclaiming, it's going to rain. I tell you, we need to have prophetic people to tell us things that only God can tell us. I'm not talking about fortune telling. I'm talking about prophetic people that tell us what God is telling them. And I tell you, God is telling me we need to repent. We need to fall down on our faces and tell the Lord how sorry we are for giving him up and following the God of convenience, the God of goods. We belong to the kingdom of thingdom rather than the kingdom of God. Elijah flees from Jezebel. This is very interesting. And I'm going to tell you why Elijah fled from Israel. He is exhausted. These miracles that came through him, and he is exhausted. And he's so exhausted that he's depressed. Listen, chapter 19 of 1 Kings. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so may the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life like the life of one of them by this time tomorrow. In other words, I'm going to get you killed. Now you might think that Elijah would say, yeah, this woman has no power over me. But he was exhausted. He was exhausted. He had prophetic exhaustion. Then he said he was afraid. He got up and fled for his life and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah. He left his servant there, but he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. Imagine, he has just done this great miracle through the word of the Lord, and now he's afraid of a woman. I want to die. He's very tired. He's very depressed. What's God going to do? It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. He's depressed. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, get up and eat. He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time and touched him and said, get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you. He got up and ate that food that last gave him the strength that 40 days and 40 nights to go to Horeb, the Mount of God. You see, if you're an American, you would have said to Elijah, do another miracle. But God's answer was not do another miracle. God's answer was an angel food cake, a cake that was baked by angels and a jug of water. God knew that Elijah needed to rest. God knew that Elijah needed to rest. Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Then he went in the strength of the food for 40 days and 40 nights to the mount called Horeb. At that place, he came to a cave and spent the night there. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword, and I alone am left, and they are seeking my life to take it away." You would think Elijah would say, "You know what just happened? I called down fire from God, and what happened? Not only was there fire, but the fire licked up the water. Not only was there fire, but the fire licked up the stones." But he's exhausted. So he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Now there was a great wind so strong that it was splitting mountains and breaking rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a sound of sheer silence, a whispering breeze. Then Elijah heard it, and he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. Then there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He answered, "I have been very zealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the Israelites have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. I alone am left, and they are seeking my life." What about this prophet? He's very human. That's why I love him. He's very human. And God deals with his humanity, not by calling him to do another miracle, by sending him an angel food cake and a jug of water. God knew he was tired. God knew that he needed help. And it wasn't another miracle that he had to do, but he had to rest. Maybe today the Lord is telling you to rest. Maybe you've been so depressed that you can't get out of bed. It's time to get out of bed in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's time to get out of bed in the name of Jesus. And it's time for you to know that he is with you. He is for you. He is not against you. It's time for you to know there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. It is time for you to know that God does not give us torment. Torment is not of God. It is of the evil spirit. Oh, yes. Somebody told me a story about a young boy who had been laughing all day, and the next day they found him dead because he was suicidal. And nobody knew it. Nobody knew it. I tell you, the answer is not suicide. The answer is Jesus Christ, the Lord, who died on the cross for you and for me, who rose from the dead for you and for me. The answer is in the person of Jesus Christ. And if you're tired today, then rest. Rest. If you need to rest, rest. I once was so tired that I went to St. Joseph's Monastery. And I was waiting to go to sleep, really. I was in one of the little rooms, and I put my head in my hands, and all of a sudden a woman came and said, the monk told me to come to you because I am so depressed, and you can help me. I'll tell you the rest of the story tomorrow. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The best of men are men at best. If you need to take a rest today, take it. If you need to get up today and do something, do it. Ask the Lord for help today. He will help you. How do I know? Because he says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.